Good afternoon, Agent. Here to requisition gear for your mission, I assume. I'm sorry, were you expecting somebody else? Didn't you get the memo? Well, there's been some restructuring. Weapons and transportation have been brought under the same management as the G branch, so we're now the GWA division. That's gadgets, weapons, and automobiles. Is there anything else you need to know before we move on? Agent, you're looking at the head of the division. The old one's probably halfway to some tropical island by now. He was nearing retirement, so we gave him an early pension. But don't worry, I've been brought up to speed. Your dossier contained more than enough information on you and your irreverent approach to agency protocol. I'm going to be perfectly clear with you, Agent. I don't concern myself with what you do in the field. Out there, you can drink, fuck, and break as many rules as you want. But as long as you're here, you do as I say. Is that understood? Good. Then I think we'll get along just fine. Now, mission 4327, is it? The Monaco fundraiser. Follow me. I should inform you, by the way, I've been taking a look at your expenses and I've made a few necessary cuts. I understand the former head of the department was very generous with how much equipment he let you requisition. But I'm afraid I won't be able to give you the same leeway. Anything essential will be handed out as usual, of course, but the cuts only affect the more frivolous gadgets. Which is why I've decided to deny your request for a grade 5 explosive pen. Oh, what's the matter? Is the special agent going to throw a tantrum over having his toys taken away? Don't look so disappointed. You're a big boy. I'm sure you can manage a recon mission without setting off explosions. Speaking of which, your car. You'll be taking it to and from the safe house. It comes equipped with armoured plating and remote control cup holders in 3 different sizes. Anything you need, really, should this end in a car chase. Which, knowing you, it probably will. Any questions? The model? It's a Fox bargain. Look, I know you asked for a Ferrari, but trust me. With our custom modifications, this car is going to cover all of your needs. Unless, of course, I'm missing something. Are there any specific reasons you need a fancy Italian sports car? Are you a little low on confidence, perhaps? Are you compensating for something? Oh, you know, it's not the size of your gun that matters, honey. You can have a small caliber and still be an excellent agent. Speaking of guns, here are your sunglasses. Now, let's just have you try them on for a second. Take a look at that crash test dummy over there. I've hidden a handgun in his lab coat. Can you confirm that it shows up on the display? What? No, we've replaced the X-ray vision with a magnetic camera on the new models. It picks up weapons just as easily, but it's better at filtering out any other distractions. Oh, I'm sure you don't know what I'm talking about. You would never try to catch a glimpse of something you're not supposed to see. Would you? I'm going to say this again, Agent. As long as you're here, you follow my rules, which means you get to look at exactly what I tell you to look at. And whatever you were hoping to see with those x-ray glasses, you don't have my permission. Now, will you please step into my office? We'll go over the gear of a more intimate nature. Now, as I'm sure you already know, the target for your mission is the Baroness von Geil. Our intel suggests she's been quietly funding a power plant in Brazil, which we believe has ties to SEPTA. Your mission will be to attend her fundraising gala in Monaco and seduce her. A mission I'm sure you're as giddy as a schoolboy to volunteer for. You'll take her up to her suite where you'll keep her occupied while this wireless transmitter in your pocket gives our security team a chance to break into her phone. Hoffentlich ist sie sehr geil, if you're really lucky. After that, you'll go back to the safe house and await further instructions. Is that clear? I said, is that clear? Good. Now, before you do the deed, I'm going to need you to take this pill. You can swallow it whole, preferably an hour or two in advance. Do you think you can manage that? No, it's nothing of the sort. It's just a little enhancer for your physical endurance. We want to make sure whatever you do in the bedroom won't come to a premature ending before our security team has done their work. Really, it's nothing personal, but I'm afraid I'm going to have to insist. Oh, honey. I'm sure you've got a very long fuse on your detonator. But I'm in the service of the British Crown, not your fragile ego. And I can't risk you emptying your magazine too early. So be a good boy and take the pill. Oh, is that so? Well, if that's the case, apologies, agent. I didn't want to have to do this, but you left me no choice. And besides, I think you're going to enjoy this as much as I do. Judging from your dossier, you don't seem to be the type who minds being pinned up against the wall with a hand on your cock, even if it's usually the other way around. What am I doing? If you like, you can think of it as quality control. I need to make sure that your gear is as good as you claim it is. And don't worry, it's not really that hard of a test to pass. I'm sure an agent with as much experience in the bedroom as you can stand a little cock rub on the outside of your trousers. The way you're trembling, though, makes me think I did well to err on the side of caution. Does this feel good when I tease your balls like this? Not too good, I hope. Because I can assure you, Baroness von Geil won't be satisfied with just a dry wank. I see you're not trying to break free. I wonder why that is. Maybe you're secretly hoping you're going to fail. Just so you can feel me squeeze every last drop of your gum out of you. Maybe you realise you have little choice. And that the GWA branch needs to sign off on your mission before you're allowed to leave. And you've just remembered that down here, I'm in charge. So unless you can swallow your pride along with that pill, you're not leaving this office. Okay? But I mean, it's just 5 more minutes. I'm sure you can take it, right? I'm sure you won't mind if I pinch your head a little. Rub this spot right here with my thumb and see if we... Oh, my agent, was that a whimper? Oh, getting a little weak in the knees, are we? Don't tell me you're having trouble. I'm going to start thinking your reputation is exaggerated. No, maybe that's not it. Maybe you just haven't felt the touch of a older woman. When was the last time you fucked somebody who had experience? Something tells me you haven't. Am I right? Then maybe you're not the right man for this mission after all, because the Baroness has a lot of experience. And you'll have to work hard if you're going to give her a 00 agent. Or even a single one for that matter. She's not one of those little kittens you like to pick up at the casinos that fawn all over you. Sitting with their legs spread and their mouths open, all agape staring at you. Ready to fake their orgasms for any man who offers them an expensive drink. I'm sure, honey. You've fallen for double agents on 3 separate occasions. You can't even spot a phony accent, but I'm sure you'd know if a woman was faking it. Did that do it for you? I think I felt just a little bit of movement in your groin area. So let's try that again. Yes, please. Oh, I feel so good. Is that what you like to hear? How good you are in bed. How your big, strong cock making them see stars. Oh, yes. Oh, agent. Give it to me. Oh, I love it. Oh, the way you're fucking me. What's the matter? Does that hit just a little bit too close to home? Am I rubbing you the right way? You're looking a little tense all of a sudden. Still think you can do it? Still think you can hold your cum? I mean, it's only a matter of seconds now. You're almost there. Oh, I'm so close. Please, please, let me come before I do. Oh, just a little more. Oh, please, please. Oops. Seems like we've gotten ourselves into a bit of a sticky situation, and it only took 4 minutes and 33 seconds. That's a critical mission failure, agent. Agent, take the pill. And agent, make sure you swing by the reception on your way out and pick up a new pair of pants. After that, you can head down to the armory, and when you're done with the mission, you can report back to me. I want every piece of equipment returned to me without a scratch. Think you can manage that? And if you're a good boy and do as I say, I might even let you keep a few of those endurance pills for personal use. Now, that concludes our briefing. You're dismissed, Agent.